Grand Marais City Councilors met with the Chamber of Commerce and Snowmobile Club on Tuesday. The groups requested use of the non-motorized bike trail that parallels Highway 61 from downtown to the west city limits. Currently, the city snowmobile route runs through residential areas, causing traffic and noise issues. Chamber President Kim Linnell said the alternate plan was designed to keep snowmobile businesses downtown, extend access to West End businesses, and keep sleds out of the residential area.
So they're all running down 3rd Street, which is, you know, is expanding that way. There's more and more residences on 3rd Street going out. And, you know, it's just going to keep growing that direction if we keep running snowmobile traffic up through there.
Councilors discussed using the sidewalk on the north side of Highway 61 as a pedestrian route instead of the bike path, but City Administrator Mike Roth said the sidewalk was narrow, difficult to plow with city equipment, and often filled in with ice when state plows clear the highway. Mayor Sue Hakes said she was concerned about pedestrian traffic.
Well, I would love to see the snowmobile trail go through town. I think that'd be awesome. My biggest concern is I'm not willing to give up pedestrian walkways for snowmobile traffic. We got to figure out how to do both.
After considerable discussion, council members agreed it was probably better for pedestrians to walk on a packed and groomed snowmobile trail on the bike path than cope with icy conditions on the other side of the highway. Councilor Kay Costello asked about caution signs at the driveway intersections where the trail will cross. Snowmobile Club board member Dan Anderson said that was the club's responsibility.
We have to put stop ahead signs and stop signs at each of these intersections, like we do coming off the state, off the trail, the state trail, and then down around the other side. So yes, it would have to be signed, and we would take responsibility of properly signing it for each of the intersections.
Council voted to allow snowmobile traffic on the bike path from the south end of 3rd Avenue on the south side of Highway 61 to the west city limits during the snow season. The city will review their decision with the groups and the public in the spring. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.